Let me give you a little background on what they are doing. They are responding to the requirements for the 2006 National Defense Authorization Act that directed them to develop a human capital plan, and there were 8 requirements in that plan. They issued their first one in November of 2007, and we reported on that plan. The one that we reported on this week is the actual update, and they will be reporting on the status of that plan through year 2010. Now, the good news is that they have made progress since their first plan was issued in 2007, when we said that they did not meet most of the statutory requirements. They met 2 of the 8 requirements. This time around, they did partially address all 8, and so we have seen improvement in that area. They still have a long way to go, though, in terms of actually completing what they need in the future and designing a roadmap to get there.
So give folks a little bit of an idea as to what the statutory requirements are, and we don't have to go into all 8 in incredible detail, but give folks a little bit of an idea, and then where the gaps still exist. What does DOD need to do?
Sure. Well, it sounds simple, as you were saying, but it is very complicated. The first thing is to assess their workforce capabilities now. What's the existing workforce in terms of their skills and competencies? And then to look out into the future, look 10 years out of what are the skills and competencies they need, and then determine a gap analysis. That's what's the difference between what they have and what they're going to be needing for the future. After they do that, then you design your recruiting and your retention strategies of how you bring the workforce in. You develop strategies for motivating, training, and compensating. What we really found that's key from our work, and as you probably know, we've been looking at this area for decades, mm-hmm. but strategic human capital management has been on GAO's high-risk list since 2001. Our high-risk list just came out again, the update last month. It's on it again. And, of course, key to strategic human capital planning management is knowing what you need, what we're talking about in this plan of DOD's. And, unfortunately, we don't see the type of gap analysis that would really be data-driven. Most of their projections are based on retirements or attrition. It's not based on what's the true skills and competencies that they're going to be needing for the future. And that's what you have to do in order to do a data-driven gap analysis. So although they've done some type of assessment for about half of what they call mission-critical occupations that encompass these critical skills and competencies, the true gap assessment to show what's missing, what are the occupations that they really need to focus in order to design their strategies are not there. Contracting officials are an example of what's not identified as needing in the future. And, of course, as you know, with all the contractors and the issues that we've seen arise from Iraq and now Afghanistan, it's critical to have civilians overseeing those contractors.
Why is this analysis so difficult to do? Because it is, and a lot of agencies struggle with it. It's not just DOD. A lot of agencies sort of struggle with figuring out getting the right people in the right places at the right time. What do they need, and what are they going to need in the future?
Well, DOD does have a huge monumental challenge. There's no doubt about it. It is so diverse with so many different skills. There's about 700,000 civilians. People tend to think of the uniform side, and you see their pictures in the papers, but you tend to forget that there's this bulk of civilians that are involved in everything from the information technology management to medical to auditing, like GAO does, to logistics management. It is extremely diverse. So they do have a huge challenge of trying to get their framework down of what are their needs with such a large, diverse workforce. They have been working on this for a while. We reported back in 2003 they had various human capital planning efforts, and at that time they did not have a data-driven gap analysis. They're getting closer. It requires focus. One of the things in our report that we do think would help them to get there is to actually have a performance plan of how they're going to get there with this plan, laying out clearly they know what the Act requires. So lay out the goals, lay out the milestones of how they're going to get there. I don't think that anyone really expects them to develop a strategic human capital plan overnight or in a year, but they've made a step, they've made a good step. They need to have a performance plan that clearly outlines the goals, the milestones, so they can measure themselves of how they're going to get there, and then we'll see a true strategic human capital plan.
Did they respond to this at all? Did they agree with what you said?
We had three recommendations. Like I said, one was focused on having such a plan for their overall force, which we have not seen, and had not had any indication during the review that they would be developing such a plan. And then there's also strategic human capital plan for their senior leaders, their senior executive service, of which there's not a plan either. They did partially concur with our recommendations to move forward. I think we have a difference of opinion about how far along they think they are and how far along GAO thinks they are with development of such a plan. We have not seen something that clearly outlines the roadmap of how they're going to get there. If they did, GAO wouldn't be in assessing the extent to which they're meeting the Act's requirements.
Right. And so I take it then from your response, this is something that is ongoing. This is not going to end anytime soon.
No. Like I said, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2006 requires DOD to report annually from 2007 through 2010. So they've like I said, they've come a long way since last year with this update, and we know that they have ongoing efforts to strengthen their next one, and we'll see where they go from there.